Chapter 1. Into the Woods.
"Help, a monster," said Annie.
"Yeah, sure," said Jack. "A real monster in Frog Creek, Pennsylvania."
"Run, Jack," said Annie.
She ran up the road.
"Oh, brother," thought Jack. This is what he got for spending time with his 7-year-old sister.
Annie loved pretend stuff, but Jack was 8 and a half. He liked real things.
"Watch out, Jack. The monster's coming," said Annie.
Jack didn't say anything.
"Come on, Jack, I'll race you," said Annie.
"No, thanks," said Jack.
Annie raced alone into the woods. Jack looked at the sky. The sun was about to set.
"Come on, Annie, it's time to go home," yelled Jack.
But Annie didn't answer.
Jack waited. "Annie," he called again.
"Jack, Jack," Annie shouted. "Come here, quick."
Jack groaned.
"This better be good," he said.
Jack left the road and headed into the woods. The trees were lit with a golden late afternoon light.
"Over here," called Annie.
Annie was standing under a tall oak tree.
"Look," she said.
She pointed at a rope ladder. It was hanging down from high in the tree.
"Wow,"
Jack whispered. At the top of the tree was a treehouse, tucked between two branches.
"That must be the highest treehouse in the world," said Annie.
"Who built it?" asked Jack. "I've never seen it before."
"I don't know, but I'm going up," said Annie.
"No, we don't know who it belongs to," said Jack.
"Just for a teeny minute," said Annie.
She started up the ladder.
"Annie, come back," said Jack.
But Annie kept climbing. She climbed all the way up to the tallest branches.
Jack sighed. "Annie, it's almost dark. We have to go home."
Annie disappeared inside the treehouse.
"Annie," Jack called.
Jack waited a moment. He was about to call again when Annie poked her head out of the treehouse window.
"Books," Annie shouted.
"What?"
Jack said.
"It's filled with books," said Annie.
"Oh, man," Jack thought. He loved books.
Jack pushed his glasses into place. He gripped the sides of the rope ladder and started up.
Chapter 2. The Monster.
Jack crawled into the treehouse.
"Wow,"
he said. The treehouse was filled with books. Books were everywhere, very old books with dusty covers and new books with shiny, bright covers.
"Look," said Annie. "You can see far away."
She was peering out the treehouse window. Jack looked out the window with her. Below were the tops of the other trees. In the distance, he could see the Frog Creek Library and the elementary school and the park. Annie pointed in the other direction.
"There's our house," she said.
Annie was right. Jack could see their white wooden house with its green porch. In the yard next door was their neighbor's black dog, Henry. He looked very tiny.
"Hi, Henry," shouted Annie.
"Shush, we're not supposed to be up here," said Jack.
Jack glanced around the treehouse again. He noticed that bookmarks were sticking out of many of the books.
"I wonder who owns all these books," he said.
"I like this one," said Annie.
She picked up a book with a castle on the cover.
"Here's a book about Pennsylvania," said Jack.
He turned to the page with the bookmark.
"Hey, here's a picture of Frog Creek," said Jack.
"It's a picture of these woods."
"Oh, here's a book for you," said Annie.
She